This is Bev.
And this is Diz.
And this is
Trigger Warning. Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome to our second episode.
Yay, I get to listen this time.
Yay! So as you guys know, each week we'll tell you stories of marvels, mysteries, and misdeeds. So this week, we have a story about survival with misdeeds and marvels galore. So,
wonderful. After the bummer episode I did last week.
That's so right. Thanks a bunch for that.
Time to bring it back up a little bit.
So guys, grab a drink, grab a snack, and let's get ready for the story of Ada Blackjack.
So I've heard of this lady, but I don't remember, like, hardly any of it, so I'm excited.
Fantastic. I had never heard of her until I started researching, but before we get started, I want to do our own little trigger warnings for the story. There will be a brief mention of domestic assault and child death, so if that's something that may be too much for you to listen to this time, you're welcome to move on or come back to our next episode. So let's get started. Ada was born on May 10th, 1898. As Ada Dilutuk.
Dilutuk.
Yes. That's so cool. This is in Alaska.
That's a cool name.
And there's lots of U's and K's in their language, I've noticed.
Yeah.
So she was born in a small remote settlement called Spruce Creek. This was actually pretty close to Nome, Alaska. So she lived with her mom and her dad and her sister named Rita. Now, when she was about 8, her dad died from food poisoning, kind of blows my mind, but back then...
Yeah, I mean, salmonella and whatever, I guess.
Wow. So, mom couldn't really handle taking care of both kids, so she actually sent Ada and her sister to the Methodist Mission School in Nome, Alaska, when Ada was 8, and she and her sister were raised there. So, they learned sewing, cooking, they learned about Jesus and that kind of stuff there. So anyway,
are they indigenous or are they not? Okay, they are indigenous.
They are indigenous, yes.
So they basically had them learn a completely new culture.
Yes.
Okay.
Like we do back then.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Okay, so we're going to fast forward a little bit. It's been 8 years. Okay. Ada's right around the age of 16. She marries a guy named Jack Blackjack. Okay.
Thanks a lot, Mom and Dad.
Right. So he was a hunter and a dog sled driver.
Oh. How would that be on your resume?
Well, pretty fantastic, I think. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Back up there, probably not that.
Probably common.
Everybody.
Yeah. You're another dog sled driver or whatever.
Okay, I guess we'll use you. So they got married and they ended up moving to the Seward Peninsula, which is on the west coast of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Ada and Jack had 3 children, but unfortunately, only one of the children lived past infancy, it was a son named Bennett. So we have Ada and Jack and Bennett living on the peninsula in Alaska, and unfortunately for Ada, Jack is not a very kind man. He beats her, he starves her, refuses to feed her. After he abandons them, she actually gets a divorce while he's not around and takes Bennett with her and walks the 40 miles to get back to Nome.
Oh, wow. In the snow, uphill both ways?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I believe Ada's mother was still living in Nome, so she did know somebody there.
Mm-hmm.
So because she went to that mission school, she started cleaning houses, sewing, that kind of thing. And it was funny because they talked about sewing a lot, but that's because all these miners were up in Alaska and hunters. So they would be sewing the fur to make the clothing for these hunters and miners, which was kind of crazy for me to learn about.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's neat.
She's.
Sewing as a skill, too, that's not around anymore, hardly. So.
Absolutely.
So it's neat, though. But back then it was like, if you couldn't make it then and you couldn't afford to buy it, then you were kind of screwed.
Then you didn't have anything.
Yeah. So I guess in a way it was good that we pushed our white culture on an indigenous woman.
I mean, yeah, but who's to say they
but not really.
They would already know how to do it in some way.
Yeah, they would have
furs.
Learned. Yeah. Like, yeah, they would have made all their clothes and stuff anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so she's sewing, she's cleaning houses, she's got her son. Now, her son is sick. He actually has tuberculosis.
Oh, no.
And so she's trying to pay for his medical treatments, but she's barely surviving. And because she couldn't afford his treatments, she had to put him in the children's home called Jesse Lee Home for Children. And which is kind of sad because it's kind of what she and her sister had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Just this was for medical reasons.
So I guess she, that way he could get the everyday care while she worked, so.
Right, and of course, I don't know exactly what the treatment was for tuberculosis, especially up in Alaska, because they usually, it was supposed to be for dry areas, isn't that right?
Yeah, I think they tried to keep them in drier areas back then, but
maybe
they didn't really know what caused it, I think.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and of course, at least it was fresh air there.
Because what year was she born again?
She was born in 1898.
So if she's...
This was in the 1900s.
Like, say, yeah, early I was going to say early 1900s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so she put him in the orphanage, and she kept trying to find more jobs because she wanted to pay for his treatment and get him out and be able to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, we're going to move forward a little bit. Ada's right around the age of 23. And she was told by someone in the town about an Arctic expedition that was starting. And they were wanting indigenous people to families mm-hmm. to come with them. And so she decided she was going to do that. She would be a cook and a seamstress okay. for the expedition.
Okay, cool.
This expedition was going to be to a place called the Wrangel Island.
Oh.
This is in, like, the Arctic Circle. So we are far north. Far, okay. far north.
Chilly cold.
So we're going to talk a little bit about this island.
Okay, cool.
Because it is crazy. Okay?
Okay.
It is north of Siberia in the Arctic. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Okay? In July, which is what we here think of as summertime.
Right.
The average temperatures are rarely higher than 42 degrees. Fahrenheit.
Wow.
And in December, it can be as low as negative 72 Fahrenheit. And their average temperature is 12 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
So it is frigid cold. They, of course, okay. it's freezing.
And sorry, interjecting here.
Yes.
40 degrees Fahrenheit is 4 degrees Celsius.
What's negative 72?
Negative 72 Fahrenheit is negative 57 Celsius.
It's cold, guys.
Yeah.
It's foggy. It's frosty. It's freezing all the time. In this area, on the island especially, are large concentrations of polar bear dens, which is terrifying.
Yeah, polar bears are the mean ones, even though they like Coke.
Well, I don't know. When was Coke made?
I think it was around. Yeah. Polar bears do not like Coke. Don't feed polar bears Coke.
Yeah, guys, come on now. Don't get
me polar
PSA.
Bears.
Okay, so polar bear dens, there were walruses, musk ox, mm-hmm. and caribou herds in the area.
Oh, okay.
There, of course, is very little vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the 1920s, I can't imagine the clothing aspect of what they would be coming in with, the expeditioners.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been a lot of pelts, like bear skins and right. stuff like that. But
like, you know that the people in the expeditions are from Europe, right. Canada some. The yeah. Canadians would probably have a clue, but...
Right, if they lived up north, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, and any U.S. people, who knows.
So but, this is the area she's heading towards mm-hmm. to make money to be able to be with her son. So now we're going to talk about the expedition.
Okay.
So it's September 15th, 1921. And Ada, along with four men, crossed the Chukchi Sea on a ship that happens to be called the Silver Wave, which I thought was beautiful.
That sounds nice.
And they were left on the Wrangel Island to claim it for either Canada or the UK.
Okay.
Okay. So, the four men are Alan Crawford, who was 20, Lauren Knight, who's 28, Milton Gale, who is 19, and Fred Maurer, who's 28.
I'm kind of surprised it's only four men. Like, yeah. I thought the polar expeditions, I know they did 20. A lot of them back then. Yeah, they usually had, like, a lot of people.
The more the better.
Yeah.
I think you'll find out why later.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so the group is doing okay for a little while. They're settling down. They kind of have their camp set up. They're doing all right. It's still the summer.
Technically, yeah.
Technically. So it's, you know, in the 40s.
Right.
There are herds moving around. Then starts getting into fall and winter. The herds are leaving. There's no food. Their rations are running out, and they aren't able to catch enough and hunt enough to feed the five of them.
Wow.
Right? Okay, so.
I would think one caribou would feed five people, but for how long, I guess.
It depends on what these gentlemen did, and the man who was in charge of the expedition, who kind of financed it, he was more interested in book smarts, I believe, from mm-hmm. what I read, and not so much as of the survival smarts.
Oh.
So I think that had a lot to do with them not being able to hunt, because they just weren't good hunters to begin with.
Right.
And then when you take away the actual animals from them being able to see them.
Right, when they started migrating.
In a herd.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, they still have to deal with polar bears, and it's right. not like that's easy to kill.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah, basically a bunch of book smart, I mean, probably really intelligent people, but
yeah,
that's why I'm surprised if they sent an expedition of like 20 men and they could have had their four scientist guys and then a bunch of men who knew how to, you know, hunt yeah. and skin animals and all that kind of stuff.
Well, and I'll touch on this kind of at the end, but they, of course, were expecting more people. Ada signed on expecting families of indigenous coming. And that's why they wanted these people.
Okay.
But that didn't happen. And we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So now everything I read, we're going to jump forward.
Okay.
So this was in 1921 that they went to the island and they started doing their thing. It's winter. We're going to jump now all the way to January of 1923.
Okay.
They're still on the island.
Wow.
Okay. They started September of 1921. This is the very end of January of 1923. Crawford, Gale, and Maurer have decided they have to leave and try to get help and food because mm-hmm. they're going to die otherwise.
Right.
So.
Were they the three strongest at this point?
They are because Ada stays and the fourth guy. Lorne Knight, he is actually dealing with scurvy.
Oh, yeah.
And, which is not something we hear very often anymore, but no. definitely an issue. So, she has to stay behind to nurse him, basically.
Okay.
Okay, so they leave. They're crossing the Chukchi Sea to Siberia. And now, one thing I read was that sea is about 90 miles. The actual travel they would be doing is like 90 miles.
Okay.
Of travel on foot in the snow, uphill both ways, like right. we like to say. So Ada waits and waits, and the three men never come back, and no one knows where they went. They have no idea. Oh, they were never found. The three men.
We still don't know where they went.
We still have no idea where they were.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I wonder if they could have died in the snow. They could have been attacked by bear. They could have died in the sea.
No sign. I couldn't find anything that had even a sign of where they were.
Oh, wow.
So she's waiting and they never come back. So that was in January of 23. So 6 months later, we're in June and Knight finally dies from the scurvy.
Wow.
And no food. During that time, Ada has taught herself to hunt.
Of course she has, because she's a bad bitch.
Because she's a badass. So she's been basically by herself, but now is completely by herself,
right.
except for their expedition cat, and her name was Victoria.
There's an expedition cat?
There is!
What?
And they called her Vic, but it is a female cat named Victoria.
Oh my
gosh. So Ada and Victoria, they're surviving. poor Ada, you know, it's frozen there, so she can't possibly dig a hole and bury
right
Knight. So she keeps him in the tent where he was and stacks things around to keep the animals from scavenging on his body.
Oh.
And has to sleep in a different area to get away from the smell, even in the, when it's freezing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
As he's decomposing. So I can't imagine having to deal with that.
Yeah.
And then you're still trying to survive and get your food.
Yeah, well, and they're going into summer when he dies, so
yes.
40 degrees Fahrenheit, he will
easily
decompose. Yes. You know, that's above freezing, so ugh.
So she was learning to hunt fox. She learned how to build boats. She was sewing parkas.
She was doing
which she actually
thing.
Was able to get from reindeer that she was able to kill.
Wow.
So she had reindeer parkas. She lugged firewood for miles to get it back to her camp. So she spent 7 to 8 months by herself with just Vic.
Mm-hmm.
And then on August 19th of 1923, she was rescued by a schooner.
Okay.
And that schooner, which is the boat, you guys, its name was the Donaldson.
The Donaldson.
So, hallelujah, she
were
was
they
saved.
On their way to find her and them, or did
yes.
they just happen upon her?
So, now we're going to kind of get into this.
Okay.
So, that was obviously the marvels of the story.
Yeah, the fact
it is
that she...
unreal.
Wow.
So, she
knew, did what four grown men couldn't do.
Exactly. And she had never learned, you know, she didn't know to hunt. She
yeah.
was living in that missionary school, learning, quote-unquote, girl things.
Right.
Cooking, sewing, you know, that kind of thing.
And taking care of a man who was ill and was starving
yeah.
while she was partially starving.
And he wasn't kind to her while he was dying.
Mm-hmm.
He kept blaming it on her
Ugh.
The whole time. And
white men.
She still would obviously take care of him.
Right.
So
he died in June, and then she was rescued like 2 months later?
Yes.
Okay.
So she was essentially by herself for 7 or 8 months because he was so sick, he was pretty much in bed constantly.
Right.
And, she
and when he was communicating with her, it was to blame her for his situation.
Exactly.
Okay. Nice.
And then he died, and yeah, then about 2 months later. Of course, by now, the herds are coming back. It's
right.
actually going to be slightly easier for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, in August, here comes the ship.
Yeah. The ship might have had trouble getting there because of ice and stuff
that
anyway.
That is exactly the problem.
Okay.
And this is going to be interesting. So now we're going to talk about the misdeeds
oh boy.
Of the entire story.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Here we go.
So, the expedition organizer that I was telling you about, his name was Wilhelmer Stephenson. Now, when he got these guys together, he said, hey, don't worry. Take about 6 months of provisions. There's going to be plenty of animals to kill. You're not going to have any problems. The Arctic will open its arms to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Its arms
so
of death.
So they took 6 months worth of provisions. Okay? First misdeed. That was idiotic. And if the
yeah.
people had known what they were doing, they would know to bring more.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
The second misdeed, Ada was led into thinking that other families and single women would be coming as well. And
mm-hmm.
when she gets there, it's just her.
Wow.
So it's her and...
Four men.
Four grown men whom she does not know.
Wow.
The other women and families backed out.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure... Yeah, she was just desperate. Bottom
right,
line.
Yeah.
She was desperate.
She was desperate and she had no other choice. And
so
once she got there, she was kind of...
$50 a month, which then... was unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was like, yes, $50 a month, I can get Bennett's
care
yeah. with no problem.
And, yeah.
So she's going anyway. One other interesting thing is that Stephenson had organized a previous expedition that had lasted 5 years from 1913 to 1918, and 16 people died on that expedition.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Stephenson does not know what he is doing.
Right.
He is telling people incorrect information.
Uh-huh. Misleading. Exactly. Probably on purpose.
And getting people killed.
Wow. Well, and the more people who die, the fewer people he has to pay. I just looked it up. $50 in 1923 is worth about $900 today.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Which is nothing to us today.
Yeah, that I mean, she was making $50 a month, $921 a month, basically, now. Yeah. Oh, but I'm sure back then it felt like a lot.
Absolutely. Okay, so another thing. When they arrived on the island, Ada was terrified. She's scared. She's overwhelmed. She's been tricked, basically.
Yeah.
So she wants to try to marry one of these men so they would protect her.
Okay. That makes sense.
They all four rejected her.
Oh, boy.
And according to them, she became hysterical and ran into the mountains. She attempted to poison herself, and they said that she refused to do her work at all.
Right, because that sounds like her.
So the men are like, oh,
if anything, she would be doing, like, bending over backwards to do everything they wanted, they'd be like, she's essential, we can't hurt her.
Yeah. So the men's like, oh, she's disobeying us. So they consider that insubordination. Uh-huh. And to punish her, they tied her to the flagpole and denied her food.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't know for how long. Nothing said how long they had her tied.
It was probably whenever they felt like it. They probably did it more than once.
Said she soon adapted, and they took her down from the flagpole and fed her, and she started doing all the things she was supposed to. Taking care of things, feeding them, sewing, all that. They were promised a resupply ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They were going to bring food and all kinds of things, but it couldn't get through the ice.
Okay.
So none were delivered, and that is when things started getting very bad for them. So the supply ship that they were promised didn't come because it couldn't get through. One of the last things that was a misdeed for sure was Ada was never paid all of the money she was owed.
Of course not. I knew that was coming.
Of
course not. I 100% knew that was coming.
So here's the little last chapter about Ada. Okay, you guys? So, when Ada gets back from her horrible ordeal, she is able to get Bennett. Sorry, guys, my mic is moving on me. So, she's able to get Bennett, and she actually takes him to Seattle and settles in Seattle.
Okay.
She ends up remarrying, but ends up getting a divorce. There's not a whole lot of information about this guy.
Mm-hmm. By that time, she was probably kind of done putting up with men and their shit. So.
Agreed. I do know his last name was Johnson, and she ended up having a son whose name was Billy Blackjack Johnson. I mean,
why did she keep the Blackjack?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. I mean, it's a cool name. Ada Blackjack's a cool name.
So, I think so, too. And you'd think he was like a gambler.
Maybe she kept it because her first son was Blackjack anyway, so
possibly. And she's in the United States, like the continental US, so things are different there too.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. So they have a son, Billy Johnson, and they return eventually back to Alaska.
Okay.
In 1972, Bennett, her first son that had survived, who had tuberculosis.
She did all this crap for.
Right?
Yeah.
He actually died in 1972 at the age of 58 after having a stroke, and his health never got any better, really.
It is surprising that a child in the 1920s that had tuberculosis made it to his 50s.
I agree.
And that's wild.
Probably because of her and her
Commitment to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to making sure that he had the treatment that he needed. But he died from a stroke. And then in 2003, her second son, Billy, died.
Oh, wow.
Not a whole lot of information about how, so I guess it was just natural causes. So like I said, Ada never got paid the full amount she was owed. She pretty much lived the rest of her life in poverty.
Uh-huh.
Until her death, and she died in actually on May 29th, 1983, and she was 85.
Go girl.
Right?
That is a hard life.
One other thing is she died in poverty because Stephenson, the expedition organizer, the jerk face,
mm-hmm.
and some other people actually benefited from this story and the amazing survival that she was able to do,
uh-huh.
but she really got nothing
wow. from it.
They got rich from her.
From her surviving. Story.
Yes.
Wow. Her entire life was a struggle.
And that, guys, that's the story of Ada Blackjack.
Wow. She was amazing.
She was. And she was a tiny little thing. She was like 5 foot. I can't remember exactly how tall she was, but, you know, 5 foot, 5'3".
Tiny, yeah.
Tiny little thing.
I mean, wow. From her being, what, 8 when her dad died.
Yeah.
And he was abusive before that? Or?
I don't know that. They didn't really say he was abusive.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems to kind of be the running theme.
Yeah. But either way, like, he died early. She got put in the orphanage, even though her mom was alive. She got married,
mm-hmm.
and he was abusive.
Yes.
She had this miraculous survival in the North, which, yeah, she survived, and everybody's like, yay! But every single day there was a struggle for her.
Absolutely.
And then she comes out of it, and the person who promised to pay her all this money never paid her, and then benefited from her story.
Right.
That is so, it's a case of a white man benefiting from an indigenous woman.
Which we hear, unfortunately,
much.
So much
yes.
about. Yeah.
That is so messed up. And I guess the story that the men told or whatever, was that in writings, I guess, since they all
so.
Disappeared?
And they actually, she kept a diary. Because
okay.
she actually wrote down when Lorne Knight mm-hmm. died
okay.
so that they
so
would
So his
have
family
it.
Could know.
Yes.
Out of respect for him, even
and
though
in
he
the
treated
diary,
her like crap.
She was writing that she wanted any of her possessions to go to her son Bennett to help him if she should die.
Wow.
Yeah. She was amazing.
Yeah. I cannot imagine in that kind of just that kind of terrain. Is, wow. The 4 grown men couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then she did it essentially alone.
Exactly.
Because even if the one guy was sick and there, like she had company, I guess, kind of. But she still had to do all the manual labor because he was ill.
Right.
She still had to do everything for the
yeah.
camp and for both of them. Waiting for these men to come back with more supplies or help.
Right. She was doing the job of 5 people, essentially.
Yeah. So was the schooner that ended up rescuing her, was that the resupply ship that finally made it there?
It wasn't
or
the
different?
Original,
okay.
but it like it was sent on purpose to
them.
To try to find them. Yes.
Okay.
Because
by
so
then it
would
have been,
that,
they were, what, probably 6 months late and knew
yeah.
that the men had gone through the winter
yeah,
there.
I don't know exactly when the supply ship was supposed to be there. I don't know if it ever actually gave,
because
like,
well,
a
the
time
guy
frame.
Said take 6 months worth of supplies, so I'm
yeah.
assuming
by
that it was going to be,
yeah.
you know, before the end of 6 months.
In general, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in the spring, probably, is when it, but there's too much ice still
yeah.
from the winter there.
Yeah, you're basically at the North Pole. Santa's waving
I mean,
at you.
Seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That is wild. Well, Ada Blackjack, my hat goes off to you.
Yes, Ada.
You are a bad bitch.
Yes.
And anybody who's pregnant right now should name their kid Ada.
Agreed. It's a beautiful name.
Ada Blackjack Harris, or whatever your name
whatever
is. I don't
your
care.
Last name is.
You're free to use your own last name. Just use Ada Blackjack in your kid's name somewhere. Okay?
That is right.
Wow. Okay, well, that is a wild story. And kind of still a bummer, actually.
It is.
It is. It is inspiring.
It's amazing, but
and she was an amazing woman. But it is still kind of a bummer.
The way she was treated was horrible.
Yeah, but it's good that she made it. So,
and some people, when she got back, blamed her for everyone else dying.
Well, thanks.
Because she's
thanks
it easy
for that extra
you're
little nail in my heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was all her fault. Thanks a lot, Ada.
Not that, oh, wow, she survived and she helped him and
Well, I hope that things. All those people stub their toe every day.
Yeah.
And that the toilet seat's cold.
I do too. And I hope both sides of their pillow are always warm.
Yeah. Warm pillows, stub toes. Yeah. That's what y'all get.
All of y'all.
Especially that Savuki Hui or whoever, the guy that started the whole thing. Stephenson. Yeah, him. That's not a cool name, Stephenson. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ada Blackjack is my new spirit animal. That's right. And I think we are done with this one. We're going to wrap this up. And we will see you very, very soon. Or you will hear us. All right.
Bye,
guys. Thanks so much. Bye.